much. This is timely. That's what you do in May. You turn to the Supreme Court, not so much what they say, but those rulings that are out there. I've got an historic question for Kimberly Strawbridge Robinson. I know that Lisa wants to get us started here on the Supreme Court.
The Supremes, really?
The Supremes.
That seems like a fitting reference.
I just love busting your chops.
I know. Look.
This is Lisa's wheelhouse, folks. This goes back before Fargo.
This is a fascinating moment in constitutional law history because you have a newly reconstituted court, a 6-3 conservative majority, and they're set to decide a whole slew of highly consequential cases having to do with health care, having to do with pay, having to do with guns, and the state's rights to legislate them. Kimberly, as you look ahead over the cases that they heard this year, which decisions do you think are going to make the biggest mark on the American judicial system?
Well, I think we're still waiting to hear about the Affordable Care Act and whether or not the Supreme Court will uphold the act once again. I do think that that's going to be a highly consequential case. And then there's another case that we're still waiting on, which is just this latest battle in the court's attempt to balance anti-discrimination laws protecting LGBT citizens and religious freedom. And that's an issue that I think we're going to keep hearing about. And so this case will be an important step in that fight.
Kimberly, there was a recent case that was granted certiorari by the court, basically, that they decided to hear. And it had to do with an individual's right to carry a gun. And this has to do with areas like New York City, like Los Angeles, places that do not allow people to carry a gun unless they have the correct license to do so. Can you give us a sense of how important it was that the Supreme Court decided to rule on this to even begin with?
Well, this was an issue that the lower courts were essentially begging the Supreme Court to take because there was really no guidance on how the lower courts should interpret what was a landmark ruling allowing, you know, the use of guns in the home. So for over a decade, we've been waiting for the Supreme Court to take this case and decide, you know, the extent of gun ownership outside of the home. And it will be one of these really consequential cases.
Kim, Bob in Washington emails in and notes that Wizard White was a justice and that President Clinton appointed Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and then after that, Justice Breyer. Bader Ginsburg did not retire, and there's a huge weight on Justice Breyer to retire. Flesh that out for us.
There really is. And so, you know, we saw the consequence of Ruth Bader Ginsburg deciding to stay on the court and not retire when the opportunity came for a Democratic president to appoint her replacement. Of course, we've got Amy Coney Barrett now in the seat that she used to sit in. And progressives do not want to see the same thing happen with Stephen Breyer, especially given, you know, the very close Senate that we have. And so we see a lot of people calling on Stephen Breyer to step down.
Has he signaled anything?
Well, he has, in the sense that he has hired a full slate of clerks for this next term, kind of suggesting that maybe he won't step down. But, you know, one thing is that Stephen Breyer was a Senate aide and for a very long time. And so he knows the stakes. He knows what's, you know, what's at stake here, and we'll see if that factors into his decision. I would expect him, if he is going to step down, to announce it sometime at the end of the term in late June.
Kimberly, thank you so much. Very interesting. Kimberly Robinson on the Supreme Court.